The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Now, we got a lot to get through, and we're going to do our best to get to all of it today. But the original starting out point for the program is a new survey from NBC News. 74% of Americans say that the nation is heading down the wrong path. 74% of Americans, we're talking about Republicans and Democrats, a majority believe that America is headed in the wrong direction. 74% of Americans believe that the policies of Joe Biden have failed this nation. Now, the question is, what are we going to do about it? The reality is Joe Biden promised to bring a dark winter to America, and he delivered on that promise. And after the dark winter came a dark spring, and after the dark spring came a dark summer, and after the dark summer came a dark fall, and guess what? We got another dark winter. But elections have consequences, ladies and gentlemen. But that's not even the big story of the day. The bigger story of the day is an item involving Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Now, Mitch McConnell is out there, and Mitch McConnell is suggesting that the Republicans may not be able to take the Senate back. And he did not name names, but it was pretty darn clear that Mitch McConnell was talking about the candidates that were endorsed by President Trump. People like Dr. Oz in the state of Pennsylvania. People like Herschel Walker in the state of Georgia. By the way, Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin, not doing very good in the polls. And there's a lot of concern among the establishment types that maybe, just maybe, Trump's candidates are not going to be able to win the day. As a matter of fact, here's Tucker Carlson talking about Raphael Warnock leading in Georgia. Cut 10.
In June, Democrats raised $64 million online from 4 million people. That same month, this June, Republicans raised only $26 million online from just over a million donors. From the first quarter to the second quarter of this year, donations to the Republican Party dropped by more than 12%. By contrast, donations to the Democratic Party are up more than 20%. That is not good at all, not simply because you need money to run a political campaign, but because money is, to some extent, a measure of commitment and intensity. And you see the same dynamic playing out in individual races across the country. For example, last quarter, Raphael Warnock, that would be the thoroughly mediocre Democratic senator from Georgia, the guy who was caught on video appearing to commit spousal abuse, remember that? That guy raised more than $12 million online. His opponent, Herschel Walker, who everyone likes, raised less than half of that. So far, Raphael Warnock has raised an astounding amount of money. He has hauled in more dollars online than seven Republican senatorial candidates combined. Candidates in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Ohio, Florida, Wisconsin, and Georgia. Combined! Herschel Walker is now trailing Raphael Warnock by 10 points. And this is happening in a state they tell us went for Joe Biden by a margin of about one-third of a percentage point. That is bizarre. What is going on here?
And Tucker is right to be asking that question. What is going on? Now, here's the problem. We've got, I think all of us are in the middle. On the one side, you have the MAGA world. On the other side, you have the establishment world. And then you got all of us in the middle who are, quite frankly, pragmatic about all of this. And it's very clear to me that McConnell is intentionally trying to tank the Trump candidates. And why is he trying to do that? Well, here's my theory. I believe that McConnell, in his devious way, seems to think that if the Trump candidates lose the Senate, then there is a path to stop Trump from running for the White House in 2024. So McConnell is willing to sacrifice the majority in the U.S. Senate because he thinks that might possibly stop President Trump. Now, President Trump is calling out McConnell, and rightfully so. He says he wants to know why Republican senators allow a broken-down hack politician to openly disparage hardworking Republican candidates. That's a fair question. Why specifically is McConnell not working hard to defend these nominees? They went out there. They busted their butts. They got the nomination. They deserve all of the help they can get from the Senate. I mean, the case closed. But that's not the way the establishment types work. These people are pretty devious. The establishment Republicans, they don't want to play fair. They want your loyalty. They want your allegiance. They want your money. They want your support. And they want you to keep your mouth shut. They want you to support the candidates that they're going to handpick for you. And if by chance a conservative, a true conservative, becomes the nominee, then guess what? The establishment Republicans, they run for the hills. That's what's going on here. And McConnell is behaving just like old school establishment Republicans. All you conservatives, you've got to bend over backwards to serve them. But when it comes to doing the same for conservatives, the establishment is nowhere to be found. Look, I just saw this happen in real time in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. Now, look, I'm a rock-solid conservative. I got out there, I supported, campaigned for conservative candidates, gave a lot of money to them. But guess what? When they lost their primaries, did I go running for the hills? No. I threw my support behind the person who won. With one caveat, I don't support Republicans or Democrats who support abortion. So where are we now, ladies and gentlemen? We're in a pickle. I'm telling you, the polling data is very conservative, is very concerning. You've got congressional Republicans on the establishment side now out there telling these candidates, you run away from Donald Trump. You do not mention his name out on the campaign trail. That's a big mistake. Big mistake. Now, look, I don't care if you're conservative, I don't care if you're establishment, but at the end of the day, how about some loyalty to the party platform? That's something we can all agree on. It's a pretty darn good party platform they have. And by the way, how about defending the former president who made the nation great again? What about that? Folks, I'm telling you, we've got a problem in this country, and we've got a problem specifically with the establishment Republicans. Now, look, I understand that Mitch McConnell is butt hurt by MAGA World. I get that. I get it. He's embarrassed. His people are not winning the day. But let me explain something here. Stopping the progressives from turning our nation into a godless third world socialist hellhole is a smidge more important than ego or sipping cocktails down at the country club. So the Republicans better get it together, or else we're not going to win in the midterms. Polling data looks mighty squishy out there. And you say, well, Todd, you can't trust the polls. That's true. That's true. But I do trust the fundraising numbers. And the fundraising numbers for the Republicans, well, they're in the toilet right now. And why do you think that is, ladies and gentlemen? Why do you think it is that the Republicans are having trouble raising money? Why do you think it is that the Republicans are now beginning to trail in the polls? 844-747-8868. We're going to open it up this hour. I'm interested to hear your take on this one, folks. 844-747-8868. And do you think the country's headed in the wrong direction? This is the Todd Stern Show. We're all feeling the pain at the pump and at the grocery store, too. The market is plunging, and Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But even worse, seniors are struggling to survive. It's not time to panic, but it is time to act. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill. Joining is easy. Just go to amac.us/starns to start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. AMAC cares about you and America, so save money and support conservative causes. Go to amac.us/starns. It's only $16 per year, and great news, anyone can join. Go to amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns. All right, people, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program, and our apologies to affiliates. We lost the connection with the satellite, but I think we're all back and at it today. All right, let's get to the phones, 844-747-8868. I want to go to Chris in North Carolina, WSIC. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, good talking to you today. Just wanted to call about the fundraising and all that you say are done. And I wanted to talk about when, you know, the two biggest conservative talk show hosts in the country, I believe, is you and Sean Hannity. And when you and Sean kind of went your separate ways, y'all don't agree on stuff anymore. And that's obvious by the picks that Sean put up that you didn't agree with. And by the way, I agree with you. But my point is, what did that do to Conservative Party in itself? How many people listen to y'all daily, and they've been split now?
Well,
and go ahead.
No, go. Well, I'm. What would you recommend that I do? So Hannity is out there, and he is. It doesn't matter whatever President Trump says, he will follow. I'm just not that person. You know, I saw that Dr. Oz was a flawed candidate. Supported abortion. And Chris, I got to tell you, man, I cannot support anybody who supports abortion. Can't do it.
And I'm with you there. I'm with you. Here's what I don't understand. Why would they do that if they want to win? You talk about Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy. I wouldn't give a dime to the Republican Party because they are Democrats. They are Democrats. I vote. But why would I give any money to the Republican Party? Look what they've done to us. I'm 50 years old, and my whole life of voting from 18, I've seen the Republicans, what they've done. This is not a Democratic problem. This is not. This is a Republican problem. And nobody stands up for us. Kevin McCarthy, we know how he feels about Trump. We know what they did behind the scenes. And we know they're not going to allow him to be president again.
No, they're not. And Chris, you're on to something here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just don't know what to do, Todd, because the people you tell us, you got to vote, you got to vote, you got to vote. We do vote. We put the people in place, and then they do nothing. So we are suffering here in America now, and we have no one to turn to.
No, look, it's
no one, because... Yeah,
it's a fair point, Chris. And again, my concern is this. I mean, when you tell people, well, look, and I've heard this from diehard Trump supporters, and I'm a diehard Trump supporter, but I also can think with my own mind. And when I have somebody from MAGA World saying, you've got to support Dr. Oz, and if you don't, you hate Trump and you're a liberal. Okay, wait, what? No, that's not going to play here. And so the problem is now you've got both camps that are dug in. They're entrenched. And there's the rest of us in the middle, like you and me, Chris. And I just want people who are going to get to Washington and be men and women of their word. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, I agree. And I've talked with you one other time. And I think some of our Jordan is a great one. But yet, how great is he if he won't speak up on Kevin McCarthy? So, see, we can't trust nobody. We know what Kevin McCarthy did, and Jim Jordan's been on your show many times. And I think I called you last time and said, why didn't you ask him about the leader? What he said, it wasn't a time or place. But my point is, this is what's happening to us over and over and over again. The Republican Party is dead. Now, the question is, what now? And as a voter, I don't know what to do, man. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to vote like I always do. But this is just not right and cannot continue this way.
Well, Chris, at this point, if in fact the Republicans lose the Congress again, if they lose the Senate, I think at that point you've got to get out there and you've got to look at maybe forming a third political party. And some people might say, well, that's not going to do any good at all. Well, it's going to do a lot better than what we've already got. And maybe you start at the grassroots level and start electing those third-party candidates and then grow your party from there. But you're right. What's happening right now is not working. It's almost as if we're in the final stages of a divorce. And if Mitch McConnell plays this card and he throws the Senate races to stop Donald Trump, I think you're going to have every MAGA person, every conservative leave the party. I truly believe that. Hey, Chris, real quick, you've got 20 seconds.
I just appreciate talking to you. And everybody, we need to pray about this situation because, to me, the Lord is the only one that can help us out of this. It's beyond men at this point.
Chris, appreciate the
call.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. But again, when you look at the polling data, 74% of the NBC News poll say the country's headed down the slippery slope here, folks. We're going in the wrong direction. And yet you've got all these Senate candidates out there who are having a very difficult time raising money, raising support. Why do you think that is? And it's not just Dr. Oz. We're looking at Herschel Walker right now. Polling data seems to show that maybe that race is getting a little bit closer, getting a little bit tighter. But Herschel's struggling to raise money. 844-747-8868. Hey, ToddStarnes.com. Check out the website. We're going to the calls. We'll be right back. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square.
And a good Sunday morning to all of you. We are less than 3 months before the midterms, and our brand new NBC News poll paints a pretty bleak picture. Americans are angry, they're disappointed, and they are worried about the future of this country. Just 21% of adults say we are heading in the right direction, and once again, 3 out of 4 Americans say we are on the wrong track. In fact, this number, never before in our poll, has this wrong track number been over 70% for this long. It's been nearly a year now. 58%, by the way, say America's best years are behind us. That's an all-time high in our poll. So what is behind this rise in pessimism about our country's future? Well, it starts with this. Americans don't like either party, and they don't like anyone in power. Take a look at this. Both political parties are very unpopular, one slightly more than the other. It's a similar story with both the current and former presidents, with the former president's negatives actually rising a bit faster than we'd seen since our last poll. The current and former vice presidents, also both deeply unpopular, almost identical. And even the two politicians who have most publicly stood up to the leaders of their own parties, Joe Manchin and Liz Cheney, well, no one likes them either. And with their own parties, they are the most unpopular. So add it all up, and this country now has low confidence in a bunch of institutions, Justice Department, the Supreme Court, even our public schools. And for the first time ever, when asked what is the most important issue facing this country, the top answer was not an economic issue. It was threats to the democracy, higher than cost of living, or jobs, or guns, or even abortion. So this is the environment in which voters are going to the polls this November. They're pretty angry. In a normal year, these numbers would forecast electoral doom for the party in power. But boy, these midterms, they're going to be unlike any we've seen in history. And I'll warn you, the old rules of politics probably don't apply.
Well, all right, that was NBC News, Chuck Todd, and laying out this new survey that's out there. 74% say the U.S. is on the wrong track. Now you've got Mitch McConnell out there, and he is trying to basically sabotage Donald Trump. That's all that McConnell's doing here. The challenge is there are just some bad candidates out there running. No doubt about it. Bad Republican candidates. Let's go to the phones here. Tom disagrees with me. He's a little fired up. Gainesville, Georgia. Tom, what's on your mind?
Well, you sound like Mitch McConnell, Todd. Calling our candidates bad candidates. I think we got great candidates. And if you're not on the Trump train, get off of it.
So Tom, are you pro-abortion, Tom? Tom, let me ask you a question. Are you pro-abortion? Do you support killing unborn babies, Tom?
No, I do not.
Then why are you supporting Dr. Oz, Tom?
Well, because Trump backed him, and Dr. Oz has not served publicly.
Okay, that's fine. So Tom, you endorse a candidate who supports killing unborn babies?
I support Donald Trump. If you're not a MAGA man, then get off and quit sounding like Mitch McConnell.
Tom, do you
you're
support
no
the Second Amendment? Tom,
you're
do you
no
support? You know,
is.
You can holler as much as you want to, Tom. I'm going to still ask my question. My microphone's a lot bigger than your phone. So here's the question. Do you support the Second Amendment, Tom?
Do what?
Do you support the Second Amendment, Tom?
Absolutely.
Well, guess what? Dr. Oz doesn't. He believes there should be limitations on the Second Amendment, your right to bear arms. But Tom, but that's okay because you're saying it's okay to give up your guns because Trump supports Dr. Oz. Is that what you're saying, Tom?
Yes. He has not voted on anything. Until he has a voting record, Todd, you are to keep your mouth shut and back him. If not, shut up just like you're telling Mitch McConnell to.
Tom, let me ask you another question. Do you support transgenderism? Do you think little boys can become little girls? Guess who does, Tom? Dr. Oz, your candidate. So, Tom, guess what? Your mouth is saying one thing, but you're voting another way, Tom.
Donald Trump's candidate that he backed, and Dr. Oz has not made an official vote on anything. Until he has a voting record, he ought to be given the benefit of the doubt, just like people are giving you're the benefit of the doubt that you're a Republican.
Tom, I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservative, Tom. And you know what else I am, Tom? I'm somebody who's pro-life. And I've been pretty open about this on my program, Tom. Unlike you, I don't support baby killers, Tom. I can't do it. I can't find it within me.
You're too there, Todd. You're a lot two-faced like Mitch McConnell.
How am I two-faced, Tom? I don't believe that you should support
you're
a candidate who's... Go ahead, Tom.
Two-faced, Todd.
How am I two-faced? Oh, did Tom hang up on us? Tom hung up on us. You see, and this is what I was trying to illustrate here. You've got folks on the other side who are just as nutso as the people on Mitch McConnell's side. And if you don't support Donald Trump, if you don't bow down and worship him, and if that means sacrificing your deeply held values, then you're a liberal. That's what they believe. That's what they believe, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go to Melissa in Arkansas, listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, well, when they call me for a fundraiser or Republicans, I say, well, Mitch McConnell, Romney, Liz Cheney. I'll donate when the Republicans stop badmouthing other Republicans. And I would like to ask Liz Cheney, she's on this thing about she's going to ruin anybody that disagreed with the that said there wasn't fraud in the election. I'd like to ask her the Socrates method. Well, what were those ballots that were pulled out from the table? What was that about Pennsylvania where it changed on the TV? You could see the vote, you know, change like 20,000. I mean, there's so many. They say these things, but they don't elaborate like what it is. Now, the last time they did call me, I did break down. I donated to Ron Johnson, and I do donate to Trump directly quite a bit.
Melissa, they're going to try and stop Trump. That's what Cheney is going to do. And even Mitt Romney says she's crazy for thinking that. But Cheney is going to do whatever is necessary to try and stop Trump. And it's she's going full-blown nuclear.
Well, to me, it's like they can't accept that the Republican Party has changed. When I was a kid, you know, it was the country club Republican. And that's what it was. Well, things are different. Now the Democrats, they have the Hollywood crowd. They have, you know, the CEOs of the corporations. They have the big money makers. They're not supporting, you know, Joe Blow out there working in a factory. Yeah, I applaud Trump for what he did, trying to bring manufacturing back to this country, that people could make a good wage. They didn't have to make up a living wage to work at McDonald's that you could pay. You had to pay them a living wage to work at McDonald's. No, they could have got a good job at a factory, and that was something to be proud of. My parents, they worked in factories. And I get really emotional because when you talk about my family's blood and sweat was literally shed on this country. And it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to see what is happening. I just cannot believe it.
Melissa, and I am telling you, that's why Donald Trump needs to get another crack at the White House. But the establishment Republicans, they see what's about to happen. If Trump runs and wins, they lose all their power. It's over for the establishment. And that's why you're going to see the establishment wing of the party go nuclear here. And I truly believe they are willing to sacrifice the Senate to make sure that Trump doesn't run in 2024. That's where I think all of this is going. Melissa, got to run. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the passion. Let's go to John in North Carolina, wants to weigh in on what Tom had to say. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Todd, good afternoon. I've been on the show before, so I want to comment on this discussion between you and one of the previous callers about Dr. Oz out of Pennsylvania. You know, Dr. Oz has a lot of notoriety, smart guy, on and on and on and on. But I'm going to tell you something. As a candidate to the U.S. Senate, if you are not strongly pro-life, I have a philosophy about politics. If life doesn't matter, nothing else does, because this country is in violation of what God has commanded. And think it not strange these things are happening, because the Word of God teaches it.
John, it concerns me when you've got people out there like Tom, and he's not the only one. If you don't support, if Donald Trump says you will support and endorse Al Sharpton, and you don't do it, you become a liberal, and that is just as wrong as the other side. So I hate to say it, but Dr. Oz was a bad pick. And
Todd, one other comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
If Donald Trump would have supported the gentleman that was in Congress, he's also a Baptist preacher, Doug Collins, if Donald Trump would have supported him instead of the lady that he supported, we wouldn't be talking about Georgia.
It's true. What you just said is absolutely true, John. And I hope Herschel can pull it off. My concern was raised way back in the primaries when he refused to debate any of his Republican opponents. That was the red flag for me. And I like Herschel Walker. He's a very well-respected person. I just hope he can pull it off. It's going to be a tough one. But you're right about Doug Collins. He would have been a great senator.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Todd.
All right, John, appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. Wow, a lot of folks wanting to weigh in. Hang tight. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. A line has opened up. By the way, now more than ever, folks, we've got to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile. We love these guys. Mobilizing freedom, and they're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, and they're supporting organizations that are fighting for those beliefs. Now, Patriot Mobile has a great offer for listeners of the Todd Stearns radio show. If you go to their website right now, patriotmobile.com/Todd, that's patriotmobile.com/Todd, and use my discount code, Todd10, they're going to give you an incredible discount and free premier activation. Again, my promo code, Todd, T-O-D-D. You can also give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. They also have a plan to fit any budget along with more discounts for veterans and first responders. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code, Todd.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
People, welcome back. Grace Baker, having a little bit of a throat issue today, but the voice is a little gravelly today.
Well, it's been raining a lot here in Memphis, Tennessee, and whenever it rains, I just deal with that too.
It's all the allergy stuff, the pollen,
humidity.
Whatnot.
For fall.
Maybe I need some of that, I don't know, apple brandy or ice
apple
or tea
brandy.
Or something. I don't know.
We'll get you some matcha.
Maybe... Is that the lawn clippings?
Yes.
The liquefied lawn clippings?
Yes. Maybe that'll clear your throat.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, it'll do more than clear my throat, I'm afraid. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's try Phil in Alabama. Hi, Phil, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I know you're a lot stronger than what Tom tried to put you down with. You're not going to let him discourage you.
Yeah,
keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, Phil. And in all honesty, I mean, I just have a specific set of beliefs, and I don't deviate from those.
I know you don't. I'm the same way. And the gentleman that called before, Chris, I mean, that's basically, I agree with what he said, and I'm just calling to confirm that. I mean, we are all very, very frustrated. I no longer contribute financially to the Republican Party, so I understand why they're way behind. Because I'm not going to give to a party that has an establishment person like Mitch McConnell who says we're going to lose the Senate race and almost wants them to lose it, you know? And I'm not going to endorse people like Dr. Oz. I was very disappointed in Trump's endorsement here in Alabama. Can't even think of the newly elected senator's name, but she's a clone of Richard Shelby. She was executive assistant. And Trump endorsed her. I don't understand those kind of endorsements when you're trying to beat... just beat the establishment, but it's very frustrating. And like I told the young lady who answered the phone, we just need to pray because the only thing we really need in this country is a revival. And Todd, I understand what you're saying about the third party. I really don't think we have time for a third party. I really don't. I'm 79 years of age, and I've seen what's happening, and it's so discouraging. If I didn't have faith in God, I would be completely discouraged like Chris. But we've got to remain active. We've got to pray. But maybe secession is the, I mean, we're very close to secession, Todd.
Well, I think, you know, again, looking at people like Ron DeSantis, and Ron DeSantis is giving every Republican the pathway. He's showing people this is how you win. It's by embracing the Trump doctrine, and it's by following through on the Trump doctrine. And Ron DeSantis is doing that. He is forward thinking, and we've got to have that moving forward. We are still stuck on the 2020 presidential election, and if that is the issue that we're running on in 2024, that the 2020 election was stolen, I'm not sure that's a winning formula. Phil, got to run. Nope. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Florida. Tony on the line. Hi, Tony. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I agree with everything you say as far as the Trump candidates that he selected. However, I think how he framed it in his mind was to select candidates that he knew would be loyal to him because of what happened in the last term. And I can give you an example of that. You take Dr. Oz, who may be pro-life, or correction,
pro-choice.
Pro-choice, and I think he selected him because he knew that, well, first of all, it's a non-issue now because of the Supreme Court turning the power back to the states. But at the same time, these littler issues are compartmentalized to each state. So on a national level, I think what he was trying to put together was a Senate and a Congress that would be pro-Trump and pro-Make America Great Again. So I agree with you. I'm also pro-life. I am anti-abortion. And I understand, and you know, during the runnings of the individual states, he may have selected a candidate that doesn't fit all of the criteria, but he knows the criteria when it comes to a national level, so he can move the Congress and the Senate in the direction of a Make America Great Again capsule, I guess is the best way to put it.
It's a good look. It's a good argument you have there, Tony. One of my first concerns after Oz got the nomination, what was the first thing he did? He scrubbed his website of anything to do with Donald Trump. That's a concern. So I understand about compartmentalizing things, and that's a good thought. But again, we're talking about issues like the Second Amendment, CRT, and I do believe at the end of the day that the abortion issue is going to go back before Congress, and we've got to have people that are going to be rock-solid pro-lifers, people who will defend the Second Amendment, and people who are going to stand up to the sex and gender revolutionaries. Tony, you give us a call back. I like your comments, and I like the way you think. Hang tight, folks. Hour two coming up, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hour two underway. No, I really appreciate how Ron DeSantis has been governing in the state of Florida, and I see as now he is hitting the campaign trail, and he's out there campaigning for a lot of the Trump candidates out there. And Ron DeSantis says, hey, look, we've got to fight against these woke ideologues. And he gave it's a terrific speech, and we have the video up at the website, toddstarnes.com. Cut number four, please.
We can't just stand idly by while woke ideology ravages every institution in our society. We must fight the woke in our schools. We must fight the woke in our businesses. We must fight the woke in government agencies. We can never, ever surrender to woke ideology. And I'll tell you this, the state of Florida is where woke goes to die.
And I believe it because he's been governing that way. Now, Ron DeSantis, his star keeps getting brighter and brighter and brighter. Alex Jones from InfoWars has publicly backed Ron DeSantis, but yesterday he issued an emergency message to Donald Trump. Take a listen.
Alex Jones here, issuing an emergency warning to President Trump. Not a warning out of any desire to hurt you, President Trump, but to save your important legacy and hopefully ensure you can get back into the White House coming up in 2024. We know the election was stolen. We know the deep state's trying to set you up any way they can. We understand that you are a lion surrounded by hyenas. But the number one issue that is going to end up biting you in the ass like nothing else is the experimental shot that Fauci and Bill Gates and Burks and the rest of them convinced you would actually save millions of lives and get the economy going when they had brought out their lockdowns. I know why you did it. You've done so many other great things for this nation, and I admire you and I appreciate you, and I want to support you for president. But Ron DeSantis is coming out and admitting that the vaccines don't work because now the CDC and others have been forced to admit that.
Even as now, even the CDC is backhandedly acknowledging that the shots aren't preventing people from getting infected.
We have Deborah Birx coming out and saying she knew the COVID vaccine wouldn't protect. We have Walensky, the current head of the CDC, coming out and saying that they were wrong about all this.
We made some pretty public mistakes, and we need to own them.
This admission came after the CDC received the findings of an external review she ordered of the agency. The CDC says the review found the agency's COVID guidance was confusing and overwhelming.
But you are still out there saying, no, it's great, and you're proud of it. Now that they've admittedly set you and America and the world up with an experimental drug they rolled out of gene therapy against the general public, it is critical for you to decouple from these people like Bolsonaro and other leaders like Viktor Orban have done, saying, hey, at first we were for this, we thought it might help, but now we know it doesn't work, it's a fraud, and we need to put the brakes on this. President Trump, I care about you. I know you mean well. You're a very smart man. But they're coming after six-month-old and up babies with these dangerous shots.
All right, there you go, Alex Jones. I don't think the president's position on vaccines is going to impact him one way or the other at the ballot box. I just don't. I mean, at the time, we were looking for a vaccine. President Trump was out there, and it's a darned if you do, darned if you don't moment. But I don't think Trump's going to be impacted by that one way or the other. But certainly there are some within the President Trump's sphere, his circle of influence, who are a little concerned right now about where things are going. And that's understandable. Look, there's a lot of noise around President Trump right now with the attacks coming from Congress, the mainstream media, the FBI. You had the raid at Mar-a-Lago. So let's just wait and see how all of this plays out. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Connor in Boston. Connor, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, always a pleasure, my friend. And first off, we got to set the record straight about the two previous callers, Chris and then Tom. For Chris, it's like, you need to, like, you don't have a radio talk show. You don't have, like what Sean Hannity has. He has a radio monologue. You have a radio talk show and the best one in America. And when it comes to Tom, you know, you can look back at, you know, for all the years I've been, you know, talking to you on the show, I've been a diehard Trump supporter, and I would never vote for Dr. Oz. So I'd strongly encourage somebody like Tom to really go to Google and type in critical thinking, because he really needs to be doing that when he's making a decision at the ballot box, especially about a candidate such as Dr. Oz. In terms of other aspects of it, it's like right now the way America is, it's like, I believe I'm one of the Americans who believes that we are on the wrong track right now. It's like, we need to focus on the American engine to, like, unlock the economy and let it get back to where it was under President Trump. And once he regains the White House, I feel like we're going to get back there. But again, having, like, somebody like with the leaders we have in there now, we're never going to get there. When you have somebody like Dr. Fauci, who's going to be leaving office and be getting a giant pension, it's like, how are we ever going to get back to greatness when we have leaders like that, and then after they leave office, we're going to keep paying the bill for them. We need somebody who can get in there and really turn things around And we need, as voters, to make really, really good decisions when it comes to choosing those candidates.
You know, Connor, I truly believe that if, in fact, Trump is the guy in 2024, the Democrats are going to haul out somebody, and I don't think it's going to be Hillary Clinton, but it's going to be somebody like Michelle Obama, somebody who can truly rally the base of the Democrat Party. The other, unless it's going to be Bernie Sanders, but I think it's going to be Michelle Obama. They know that Trump is a clear and present danger to the deep state, to the swamp, to the Democrats, and to the establishment Republicans. And they're going to do whatever is necessary to try and stop him from being reelected.
And I agree, seriously. And whoever the next president is of the United States, Todd, the only thing we can hope and we can pray is that they know how to use the calculator, because the current president clearly does not know how to do that, or it's more prompt.
Connor, great point. Appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Joe in Ellijay, Georgia. Joe, it's been a while. Hope you're doing good.
Todd, doing great. Got a wonderful show as always. Todd, I want to give you some little optimism. You know, Warnock voted for this terrible Democrat bill to raise taxes on every American, just a horrible bill. And I think that vote will not only elect Herschel Walker, but will also elect many other Trump Republicans and just regular Republicans, because the American people, Todd, as you know, they do not need a tax increase. Actually, as my good friend Steve Moore says, they need spending cuts and tax cuts. So I believe this vote, if we can get the word out, and of course your show goes all over America, and I'm telling the people in Georgia that Raphael Warnock voted for one of the biggest tax increases in American history. You need to go to the polls and tell all your friends and family, go to the polls and vote for the great Herschel Walker. And that's what I think that's going to happen. You know, the people say things don't really get started till after Labor Day. So I'm not really worried about Herschel winning. I think this Warnock vote and a lot of other Democrat votes for the big tax increase, Manchin let us down. He said he wouldn't do that, but he did. So we need to tell the world that anybody who votes for this bill, vote for the Republican, because none of the Republicans voted for it. 50 Democrats voted for it, and Kamala Harris broke the tie, and Republicans all voted against it. So we have got to get out and let the word out that Warnock of Georgia voted for the terrible tax increase.
Joan, you've been a longtime Republican operative in the state of Georgia. What is it that Walker needs to be doing that maybe he is not doing? He may be listening to the show today, and I know he will listen to you. What does Herschel Walker need to be doing to generate more folks?
On your show telling everybody to vote for him. I think he needs just to bring up this terrible Warnock vote and then say, listen, if you vote for Herschel Walker, I will vote against tax increases. I will vote for only tax and spending cuts. And I think if he does that and then put the word out that my opponent, Raphael Warnock, voted for a terrible, horrible tax increase, I think that'll do it for him, because the people I'm talking to in Georgia, and I've talked to a lot of them, most of them believe that he will win, and that Labor Day is when this thing's really going to get going and people are going to pay attention to it. So I predict, Todd, when, of course, your show goes all over the country, you know, me telling everybody to vote for Walker on the great Todd Starnes radio show, that's not going to do anything but greatly help Herschel Walker. So I appreciate you and your great show, because you're going to be one of the reasons Herschel Walker is going to win.
All right, Joe, appreciate the call. Got to leave it there. 844-747-8868. NBC News poll says country is headed in the wrong direction, that people are beginning to lose hope in America. Now, I haven't lost hope in America. I'm just tired of these dark winters and dark seasons. I'm ready for us to shine a little bit of light in this country. And I do believe that Donald Trump, at this very moment, is going to be the guy that can bring that back to us. I absolutely believe that. But it's going to be a tough fight, folks. And look, Liz Cheney is... I want to play this audio for you just to give you an idea. She is scorched earth policy right now. She wants to take out everybody who opposed her, including people like Senator Josh Hawley out of Missouri and Senator Ted Cruz out of Texas.
If January 6th can't
convince Republicans to reject Donald Trump? What can?
Well, I think that as a nation, whether we're Republicans or Democrats or independents, we all have to reject that. And we can agree that there are certain issues we're never going to agree on politically, but we have to come together, you know, across those party lines in order to protect ourselves against that kind of threat.
So you've said you're going to work against election deniers. If it's not Trump, and if it's somebody like Ron DeSantis, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, these are all people that have tied themselves very closely to Trump, will you oppose them? I mean, could you see yourself supporting any of them?
It would be very difficult when you look at somebody like Josh Hawley or somebody like Ted Cruz, both of whom know better, both of whom know exactly what the role of Congress is in terms of our constitutional obligations with respect to presidential elections, and yet both of whom took steps that fundamentally threatened the constitutional order and structure in the aftermath of the last election. So, you know, in my view, they both have made themselves unfit for future office.
What about DeSantis?
DeSantis is somebody who is right now campaigning for election deniers. And I think that is something that I think people have got to have real pause about. You know, either you fundamentally believe in and will support our constitutional structure, or you don't.
In other words, she's going to be going after Ron DeSantis. If he's the guy, she's going after him too. So what is this really all about? Well, I contend that the bigger issue here is that President Trump and his policies while he was president were, in fact, the bigger issue for Liz Cheney, because those policies fundamentally threatened her bank account. She is just like her father. She is a war hawk. She wants us to be in a perpetual state of war with somebody. And the reason why is because her father and the Cheney family, they're getting tens of millions of dollars from the military-industrial complex in this country. I think it's really pretty much that simple. I don't think it's her feelings got hurt. I believe that she sees Donald Trump as a threat to the family business. And what is the Cheney family business? It's sending our young men and young women into harm's way so they can line their bank accounts with more cash. It may be as simple as that. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. There is a little Christian school about 20 miles east of Tampa, Florida, Grace Christian School. And just like every other evangelical Christian school, and this is what a grade school, high school, and they have certain beliefs, they have certain values that they expect all of the faculty, all of the staff, and all of the students and their families to comply with. Years ago, I got a call from some angry parents. Their kids, they were all, I think they were Baptist or something, and their kids went to the private school that was run by the Church of Christ, and the reason why, it was one of the top schools in the area. Everybody was trying to get their kid into the Church of Christ school. And so anyway, these parents were all upset because their kids were learning the Church of Christ doctrine, and they felt like that was inappropriate. I'm sitting here going, well, if you got a problem with the Church of Christ doctrine, don't send your kid to a Church of Christ school. Seems pretty clear to me. Anyway, this school in Florida, Grace Christian School, they're coming under fire. They recently sent out an email, and they announced that students will only be referred to by their sex assigned at birth. The school also announced that any student who identifies as gay, transgender, or gender nonconforming will be asked to leave the school immediately. And of course, it's now national news. The pastor of the church and his family are getting death threats. Now, the school, when they sent out the correspondence, they cited all sorts of biblical scriptures that they follow. So they follow the teachings of the Bible here. They said students will be referred to by the gender on their birth certificates. And NBC News led the charge here, and they're very angry. And they're accusing the school of being homophobic and, well, so on and so forth. The pastor says it's true that a student cannot come to our school and be transgender or homosexual. This is rooted in scriptures. God has spoken on issues explicitly, aggressively, and we have had these policies in our school since the 1970s. This is not new. He says we are not a hateful group of people. We don't hate students who are of a particular persuasion. The email was a factor in prompting the family of a 16-year-old who is gay and was a student at the school to transfer to another religious school that is more accepting. Okay, so what's the problem here? The kid did not want to abide by the school's teachings, and so she went to another school that accepted her. What's wrong with this? But the parents say that that's not good enough. The teenager said she felt like a social outcast at Grace Christian School, and her new Christian school allows her to just be myself. Okay, again, what's the problem? Well, the problem is you've got a school that is under fire for following the teachings of the Bible. And apparently, that's against the rules these days in America. So, I don't know. Does the school sound homophobic to you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. America, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hope you're having a pleasant start to your Monday. Busy news day around here. There's a bizarre story out of Seattle where an evangelist came under attack by Antifa, and nobody wants that. Jeez aloo. It's a pretty despicable story. The evangelist had his Bible destroyed. They threw pages of the Bible in a public toilet. Here in studio in Memphis, Tennessee, at our flagship radio station, is the executive director for the Center for Religious Expression, Bill Kay. And, Bill, I understand this evangelist is now a client of yours.
That's right, Todd. Thanks for having me today.
Well, let's talk, first of all, about CRE and what you guys do and how you guys are impacting the culture.
Sure. We're a nonprofit law firm. And we represent clients, mostly Christians, who have had their free speech or freedom of expression rights violated or restricted in some way, usually by a state or local government.
CRELaw.org is the website, folks, and we have a direct link to that on our live show blog. Bill, let's talk about your client here in Seattle. He's an evangelist. Tell us about him.
All right. His name is Matthew Meineke. And he goes out on the streets of Seattle and some other cities in Washington, Tacoma as well. And he simply just reads the Bible. He's not an aggressive, aggressive evangelist. He just reads the Bible in public.
So he's not one of these guys, because I've seen him. You know, they're out there screaming at people and, you know, telling them, you know, they're waving the banners and all that. That's not what this guy
does.
That's
right. He does not do that. He is. If you meet him or see him in his videos, you would see that he's very mild-mannered, and he's a nice guy, really. But he's also, you can tell that he's frustrated. He's frustrated because of the animosity toward him, not only by people around him, just the civilians, but also by the police department in Seattle.
All right, so he's out there, he's reading his Bible, he is engaging in his constitutional rights, and what happened?
Well, in a couple cases, a couple incidences, and specifically two that we're focusing on in our lawsuit, he was assaulted, and he was reading his Bible in one case at an abortion rally, and in another case at a gay pride rally, and he was assaulted. He had water poured on him and his Bible. He had his Bible snatched from his hands and torn apart. In one case, or a couple cases, actually, they were kicking the Bible around. treating it like a soccer ball. He had his Bible torn up and thrown into a public toilet. All that is bad enough, but what we're really focusing on is the fact that he was assaulted, he was a victim, and the Seattle Police Department, when they came out to, because they saw there was some disturbance, he was the one who was actually arrested. He was the victim of assault, and he was arrested by the Seattle Police.
Why was he arrested?
Well, they claimed that he was a risk, quote, risk to public safety, which if you watch the videos, it's, you know, ridiculous to call him a risk to public safety. It was other people who were yelling at him, screaming at him, harassing him. They were the ones who were the risk to public safety. He was just executing or exercising his constitutional rights.
So what did they charge him with?
They actually have not actually charged him with a crime. They arrested him. In one case, they just held him for about an hour and then released him. In another case, they did book him. They fingerprinted and photographed him. And they haven't actually, they haven't cited him. They have not given him a ticket or anything like that. They've just, now something may be coming. He did have to post some kind of bail in one of the cases to get out, but, there are no actual formal charges that have been
So you're an attorney. I mean, you guys, that's what y'all do.
That's right.
So is that unheard of? I mean, the idea that you can be arrested, thrown in jail without any formal charges being filed?
Well, that's not normal, that's for sure. Now, unfortunately, we see a lot of animosity. Our clients have been the victims of animosity by police departments. And by the way, let me say this. We love the police. We are very much in support of law enforcement. However, we do, when the police are not perfect and we do something that violates people's rights, we do have to step up and point that out. And so we hope that the rank and file police officers, officers on the street, they're doing this because they just don't know what Matthew Meineke's rights are or the rights of some of our other clients are.
It seems to me, though, that if you see somebody who is being assaulted, that you would arrest the person doing the assaulting and not the victim of the crime.
You would think so. But unfortunately, because of the political pressure that there is, especially in a city like Seattle, what we see is that the city administration, the police administration, are much more likely to arrest somebody like Matthew Meineke for exercising his constitutional rights.
Bill Kay is in studio with us. He is the executive director for the Center for Religious Expression, CRE. Bill, are you guys seeing an uptick in these kinds of cases where religious liberty is under attack around the nation?
That is definitely a true statement on several different levels. This is a little bit unique in that we don't see the level of animosity, kicking the Bible around and tearing it up that we do in Matthew Meineke case. But since the Dobbs decision has come down, we've gotten many calls from people who are protesting abortion or demonstrating or sharing the gospel outside of abortion clinics who need our help. So we've seen definitely an uptick in that. Of course, over the last several years, we've seen businesses who have been told they have to do business with gay and transgender people. We've had lots of things like that going on. So there's definitely
with like what weddings and things.
Weddings
of that
and
I
yeah,
see.
Weddings and so all those kinds of things. And that's not just us. I mean, other organizations like ours have taken on lots of those kinds of cases. We've played a part in that. We also play a small part in the Dobbs case as well, and we're glad about the outcome of that.
So going back to Pastor Meineke in Seattle, so you file a lawsuit. Who do you go after? The police? Do you go after the city? Who do you
generally
have to
sue? What happens is that the quote defendants in the case will be the city of Seattle, the police department, and even some of the individual officers if we can identify them. But usually we drop the case on the officers, and the point is not to sue individual officer. The point is to change the policy and change the practice of the police department. Our client is not looking for money. Matthew Meineke is not suing for money. He's suing for specific action on the part of the police department and the city.
Well, the idea that you can't stand on a public sidewalk and read your Bible or preach or do whatever, and yet you've got all this other activity happening around you in the same environment, that's troubling.
It is crazy. If you look at some of the videos and some of the videos from the Gay Pride rally, for example, there are completely nude men and women walking around with small children there. And Matthew Meineke actually points that out in one of his videos. It is crazy what the police and the city will allow to happen. They don't enforce any indecency laws, and yet they'll go after our client.
You can parade around buck naked here in Seattle, but you can't read the Bible in public.
That's right. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Unbelievable. All right, you got to keep us updated on this.
Absolutely.
Well, and what an insane story. Bill, thank you for standing up and standing alongside this evangelist out there in Seattle.
We're very glad to do it, and we're very blessed to do it.
All right. Bill Kay, ladies and gentlemen, the executive director for the Center for Religious Expression. They're doing some great work, sort of like very similar to our friends over at First Liberty Institute and Elias Defending Freedom. But CRE is based right here in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're pretty excited about that. CRELaw.org. And Bill, before I let you go, somebody listening and they're dealing with an issue, can they just reach out
Absolutely.
To you guys?
Yeah, our phone number is on our website, and they can just call us, and not only on free speech, freedom of living, or the street evangelist issues, but also if anybody feels like their religious liberties or free speech rights have been violated because of exercising their religious freedom, then we want to hear about it.
Well, all right, fantastic. So again, folks, CRE.org or CRELaw.org, CRELaw.org. On our live show blog. We've got to take a quick break here. Before we do, I've got to tell you about our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.com/Starnes. Mike has some incredible deals for listeners of the Todd Starnes radio program. Right now they're having a blowout slipper sale. Those slippers are really awesome. Get this, for a limited time, you're going to save $90 on a pair of my slippers. Folks, the blowout sale is not going to last long, so you better order now. Those my slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're made with quality leather suede. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes, use my promo code, which is my last name, and you're going to be able to get massive discounts on all MyPillow products. Again, MyPillow.com/Starnes. Be sure to use that promo code, Starnes. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, did you catch the big UFC fights over the weekend? There was some crazy stuff going down. One of the weirdest moments, this crazy video where you had, UFC 278, and you had Luke Rockhold, who is one of the big MMA stars, and he literally smeared his bloodied face over his opponent. What was that? His name was Paulo Costa. And everybody was sort of freaking out. Is that a normal thing to do in the UFC? Anyway, blood was just pouring out of both the guys. I mean, it was a slugfest. But anyway, got the guy down on the ground and was literally kind of smearing his like cheek to cheek, just smearing the other guy's face with blood. It was just, Grace, you didn't see that, did you?
No, didn't see that. I saw a guy was down like 3-1 and came back. That was like the big thing.
Oh,
my husband shows me clips of these things.
And Joe Rogan's eyeballs just
about
like
to pop out of their sockets.
It was great.
Whoa, freaking out. But I did not see the video of the blood.
It was pretty great. Yeah, it was pretty bizarre. But again, that's one of the reasons why UFC is so popular. You never know what's going to happen.
Nope.
And pretty much everybody's pro-America.
That's true.
I mean, you know, it's, look.
They're crazy, but
yeah,
they love America.
Toxic masculinity in the octagon, blood, guts.
I don't think they have their pronouns smeared on them when they're coming
out. Yeah, I would say everybody in UFC knows their pronouns.
Yes.
Did you hear this story, Grace Baker? This is from the world of professional golf. So there was a golfer with balls wants to play with the gals.
Wait.
So a biological dude wants to play on the LPGA circuit.
I see what you did there.
And I apologize because it turns out he is, in fact, ball-less. So he went through the surgery.
Oof.
He got the whack. Yeah.
Oof.
It's not the snip. This is the whackety whack.
So the only balls are on the field, right?
Yep. Pretty much. Haley Davidson is the dude's name. underwent gender reassignment surgery in 2021, and now wants to become the first transgender golfer in the Ladies Professional Golf Association.
Why?
Apparently, he's not even a very good girl golfer.
Well, I just wanted to say, like, I feel like golf, I'm sure, I know a guy could hit the ball further than a girl could, but I feel like it's golf's not necessarily just about that. It's a skill thing.
So here's the thing. Even if he is the, even if he makes the cut, that means a female, a biological female is not going to make the cut.
Yep.
It's as simple as that. Yeah. He's literally taking a spot away. Judy Murray is an elite tennis coach, and she tweeted over the weekend, "This is not fair at all. Protect women's sports. Listen to the facts, the scientists, and the medics. This is wrong."
That's what happens when you take your eye off the ball.
The New York Post reports that Davidson hits the ball 15 miles slower after undergoing hormone treatments in 2015. The LPGA, though, now this is why he's able to do this. They removed the female at birth requirement back in 2010. So there you go.
This has been a long time coming then.
What was it? And then there was a story out of the University of Alabama. And the sororities.
Yeah, the guy that tried to rush in the University of Alabama sorority, and he got rejected from all the sororities.
All of them?
Yep.
I guess he rushed. Is that what you do? He got rejected.
He was like, here's my outfit of the day.
Oh, he was very excited. He went on TikTok. The guy's name is Grant Sykes. And so I don't know if this guy, is he transitioning, or he just likes to wear women's clothes?
I think just he liked to wear women's clothes and makeup.
Well, he says he's transgender, but he's got the dude's name, and he still talks like a dude.
Yeah, his hair looks like a dude.
Hair looks like a dude. He looks like a dude with makeup on.
Yeah.
And so anyway, the University of Alabama, all of the sororities, I guess, how do they do that? You have to vote or something?
Yeah, you get picked to be in a sorority. Not that I was ever in one, but I know that they, you know, you're trying, when you rush, you have to go to various parties and impress people. It's kind of like a personality contest, and then they pick you.
So what's, and this is a multi-day thing,
all week, rush week.
Oh my gosh.
And at the end, they all rush toward each other. Woo! Glitter flying everywhere.
All right. And, well, maybe that's why he liked the glitter. You know, it's a thing, from what I've been told. So anyway, the poor guy, he says he got rejected by everybody on day one.
Yep. That's the other thing. It's, you can just get eliminated. It's like America's Got Talent or something like that.
Roll Tide. These Alabama girls.
I'm not saying that.
These Alabama girls. You know, you don't want to mess around with these girls.
No, they take sororities very seriously.
And they're from Alabama.
Yeah.
They're Southern. And
these are huge sororities.
You know, they were like, well, excuse me, sir, you're a man. Yeah. Dude, you're a dude.
They said it just like that, didn't they?
Dude, you're a dude. I think they did. So anyway, the guy says he's very sad because he wanted to be a part of a sisterhood.
Oh, buddy.
And more than that, a community.
Go join the cheerleading team.
You know, he probably watched that show Legally Blonde. Remember the movie?
Yeah.
And that's what inspired him.
That's true.
So, Sykes generated millions of views on TikTok during Alabama Rush Week, which, by the way, they're doing a documentary. So, it's at Netflix, or somebody's doing a documentary on what it takes to rush sorority at the University of Alabama.
I'm sure there will be some interesting stories.
So, you know, they're coming after them.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be coming after. But you know what? Those girls, those Alabama girls, will fight you. Remember what our caller once said from Gaston, Alabama. The hair goes up, the hoops come off, and there's time for a come to Jesus meeting. So those Alabama girls don't mess around. So there you go. Look, folks, what can I tell you? LPGA, you take away the rules and you allow men to compete on the ladies' tees. What do you expect? I mean, really, what do you expect? All right, coming up after the break, we have a crazy story. Looks like President Biden is going to be using Amtrak to transport illegal aliens to your community. And we're going to be talking to a congressman who fired off a letter demanding answers about all of this. But the story is that the Biden administration using airplanes to dump illegals off in smaller cities and towns, and now they're going to be using Amtrak to do the same thing. Do you have a problem with that? You got a problem with the illegals coming to your town, your community? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to Hour 3 of The Big Show. So glad to have you with us today. Hope you're doing good. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. I want to play some audio. This is from Fox News talking about the illegal alien children who are being dumped with people they don't even know here in the United States of America.
Youth care escort, and he works with kids as young as 1 month up to 17 years of age, and he basically told me how they're putting 200 to 300 children on these charter flights and shipping them to New York, California, Oregon, Washington, all over the U.S. And so many people keep asking me, isn't this considered child trafficking? Well, yes, it technically would be, but under the Biden administration, this is essentially legal. MVM Inc. signed a federal contract with the Biden administration for $136 million back in 2021. So our taxpayer dollars going towards funding all of this. I wrote pieces on the post-millennial for both of these stories, and I'd highly encourage people to go and read the pieces because, again,
yes.
On top of these children being shipped throughout the United States, the employee that spoke to me provided me with an email that was basically stating that these children were being handed over to improperly identified adults, meaning that the paper that the Office of Refugee Resettlement is giving these employees, they're not making sure that the adult on the paper matches the adult they're handing this child over to, and it's absolutely insane.
You know what's incredible about I mean, and I'm sure this is just a kind of small snapshot of everything you've been uncovering. I mean, it's even worse than we think. I mean, you know, we've all been watching Bill Malugin's fantastic reporting. I mean, you've gone behind the scenes, you've talked to the agent, you've got these whistleblowers. It's even worse than we thought, and we know it's absolutely catastrophic. What is unbelievable, just final thoughts about it. I mean, what do you make of the Democrat insistence? Still, they insist the border is not open. The border is secure. Mayorkas was saying that just the other day, the other week, and that their policy is humane.
Yeah, the Biden administration is an absolute joke and they're liars. I've gone down there myself and any single American can go do this and they can watch illegals flood our border every single day, okay? They're coming across here because they know that America is open for business and this administration can continue to lie to the American people, but we can see what's going on. We can see the demographic of our own country changing in live time and we can see the crime rate surging as the cartel is allowed to run rampant.
And it gets worse because now there are reports that the Biden administration may be using Amtrak to move illegals across America. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in our beautiful Liberty University studios. Congressman Troy Nels, representing the 22nd Congressional District, author of the book, The Big Fraud, What Democrats Don't Want You to Know About January 6th, the 2020 election, and a whole lot else. Congressman, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be with you. That book is flying up the charts. Donald Trump endorsed it. It's on Amazon. Get it today. It's a must read.
So, Congressman, let's talk about this letter that you and a number of other lawmakers fired off to the president of Amtrak. What are you hearing?
Well, we sent a letter to Mr. Gardner. He's the president and CEO of Amtrak, and we've been hearing that he may be using now Amtrak to transport these illegals from the southwest border and sending them from Texas all the way to California using Amtrak. We do know that, obviously, this administration has used airplanes. They've chartered flights in the middle of the night to send people across the whole country. And now we know that the governor in Texas and Arizona, they're using buses to take them up to New York and Washington, D.C. I think that's a great idea. But now the federal government is thinking, well, you know what? Let's use this rail that's in Texas that can send them right into California. And that's exactly what they're doing. And so we have some concerns about it. And we've written a letter to the chief and president saying, hey, we want more information as to using taxpayer-funded Amtrak to transport these illegals.
Yeah, and, you know, I've got a lot of concerns here as well, Congressman, because we all know that Amtrak, which is run with government funds, taxpayer money here, has been losing tens of millions of dollars hand over fist. And now you're telling me there's a possibility they're using even more of our tax dollars to transport these illegals.
Oh, Todd, without a doubt, Amtrak's a loser. Well, the federal government's involved. What can you expect? There's one line up there and up in the East Coast that actually is making a little bit of money, but otherwise Amtrak is a loser. We're given billions of dollars last year in the Infrastructure Investment Jobs Act. We gave them billions, 60-something billion dollars in advance appropriations. It's a loser, and we keep bailing out Amtrak. So now what they're going to do is they're going to use Amtrak. And the concern I have with Amtrak, I mean, I have all sorts of issues with it, but it's the security on these trains. You know, you can get on a train, an Amtrak train from D.C. to New York. You don't need any ID. You don't have any luggage checks. There's no screening, no nothing. Anybody, any bad hombre, any terrorist, anybody can get on an Amtrak train. And my concern is you start putting women and children on a train from Texas to California, takes about 3 days. You'll have the child predators and the human smugglers and traffickers exploiting those individuals going to California, and then they'll be brought into the fields of prostitution and everything else.
You know, that's
shame
on
them for what they're doing.
Yeah, that's a good point you bring up. I back when I worked at Fox News, whenever I had to be down in Washington, I would just take the Acela Express, is what they called it. And you're right, nobody got screened. You didn't have to show an ID. If you got a ticket, you get on board the train, and that's it.
Yes, you could take the ticket, Todd. You could bought the ticket, and you could have gave it to Billy Bad Guy. You could bring in suitcases of cocaine, meth, fentanyl on that train, and nobody is screening your luggage. I said it's different. You try to get on an airplane today, they want everything but a blood sample. But you can get on Amtrak and not be identified at all, buy a ticket, give it to somebody else who could give it to somebody else. There's no screening of weapons, nothing. And I just think using Amtrak to transport these illegals, which I don't agree with, I just think you're going to cause more problems, more problems.
I'm with you. I'm loving the buses that are heading to New York City and Washington, D.C., and I really hope that Governor Abbott keeps that up. I mean, those cities need to feel the pain that small border towns and communities in Texas have had to deal with.
Yeah, the hypocrisy from Eric up there and Bowser, the mayor in D.C., whining a little bit because a few thousand people. Texas, we're dealing with 7,000 a day coming through. So it's good to get a little taste of their own medicine, and then they want the federal government to come in and help. Texas has been asking help from the federal government for years, if not decades, and we get very little. So, no, I applaud the efforts of Governor Abbott, but instead of sending 5 buses, we should be sending 50 or 500.
Yeah, we've been trying to understand the legalese of it all, but if it's possible, our radio show, our national radio show, we would love to be able to sponsor a bus. I don't even know if that's possible, but you know, maybe we could get, like, we don't even have to have our name plastered on the side, but you know, we just want to do our part to help out.
Todd, you count me in for halvesies on that one, buddy. I would support that idea.
I love it. It's our own little bus ministry. You know, I came from a Baptist church. You know, we used to bring the kids in on Sundays. Why not just send them to D.C.? I love it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Congressman Troy Nels on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, I want you to give, we're going to give your book a plug here. You say it's a big fraud, talking about what the Democrats don't want you to know about January 6th. What's the big fraud?
The big fraud, it talks about January 6th. I was asked to be on that committee by Leader McCarthy. I know a little bit about January 6th. I know a whole lot about January 6th, quite honestly. The 2020 election and a whole lot else. And when I gave this book and I showed this to President Trump a week and a half ago up in Bedminster, he loved it. He endorsed it, but now he's read it. He said, Troy, the American people need to see this book because it's the first time it talks about truth to January 6th. This committee, you're hearing this sham committee, you're nothing but lies from Liz Cheney, Benny Thompson, all of them. I actually lay it out and the book will clear Donald Trump's name. And it's done a great job. It was on Truth Social. The book went up through the roof. Amazon has it out there. It went to number two in elections with Donald Trump's support. And Donald Trump said the American people need to get this book. So we're going to be continuing to promote it heavy.
All right. District 22, blessed to have you at the helm there, Congressman. And congratulations on the book. Let's make it a New York Times bestseller. Lord knows that'll trigger some people.
Keep up the great work, Todd. You and all your listeners, pray for Trump in 2024. God bless.
All right, Congressman Troy Nels, everybody, from the 22nd Congressional District over in Texas. He is fired up over this, and we are going to get to the bottom of it. Again, the allegation coming from a number of Republicans up on Capitol Hill that Amtrak is transporting illegals all over the United States using your tax dollars. So, Kyle, I know that you do a terrific job running the audio for the show, and you're the audio engineer of the show, but somebody, a little birdie, told me that you have a side hustle.
I've been valeting a little bit just for some extra, you know, blow money.
Is that right? So just when you say blow money, that's
just like waste. Like,
oh, okay.
Going out, getting drinks. Not, okay, I guess that could, yeah.
Okay, nothing nefarious, nothing illegal.
Nothing illegal.
Thank you. All right, just want to don't go Hunter Biden on us. So anyway, you're a valet. I mean, you did that a lot. I mean, and there's a pretty, I guess it's a good business around.
Oh yeah, it's a nice little side hustle. It's like the easiest job you could ever do.
So we were having a conversation this morning. Well, you sent me a note over the weekend.
You sent me a text. It was a nice text telling me, like, thank you for doing such a good. Great job, which I appreciated. But then I replied and I said, well, you're probably not going to appreciate this. And it's I valeted Steve Cohen on Saturday or Sunday.
This is crazy. So Congressman Steve Cohen is a far left Democrat. He's the guy. He hates Trump. The guy looks like a homeless bum. And he's the guy who brought a bucket of chicken to a congressional hearing. And Kyle, you may not have seen this, but it was disgusting because he doesn't look like he bathes. Very bad hygiene. He looked disheveled, and he's got this bucket of chicken, and he's slobbering. There's chicken grease, and it's embarrassing. He represents Memphis.
Well,
and you're telling me he's the guy that you valeted his car.
So we come out, him and his buddy come out, and I had no idea who Steve Cohen was. I mean, I know who he is. I know what he looked like or anything. And one of his buddy was heckling him about being a congressman. So I saw his little bumper sticker and I saw Cohen, and I've heard you talk about Cohen. And I was like, oh, no.
So what kind of car does he drive?
Well,
I'm thinking like a Prius, one of those little battery powered cars.
It was a really old car. It was kind of cool how old it was.
So it required gasoline to operate.
Yeah, and it was.
See, one of these hypocrites. These hypocrites. They want all of you guys to plug these little box cars into your wall, and they're driving the cool cars.
Yeah, well, he was a nice guy. He was very polite, but he doesn't tip.
Wait, what?
He stiffed us.
Wait, he didn't tip you guys?
Didn't tip.
Like a typical Democrat. The sorry so-and-so. Now, so you're telling me, so you go, you guys are busting your butts out there.
And it rained.
In the rain. And you're telling me that Congressman Steve Cohen stiffed you guys?
Said, have a good day, gentlemen.
Unbelievable. That's pathetic. And then let me guess. So he like revved the engine and he just stormed out of there, wheels screeching, and you guys were left in a cloud of exhaust fumes.
I cried a little bit.
You cried? What? Well, I wouldn't have.
A couple of us started crying.
I wouldn't have admitted that. But why did you cry?
Because we didn't get tipped.
Well, it is kind of. Well,
and he joked with his buddy. He said, this guy's a congressman. And he said, I'm going to raise your taxes, buddy.
Oh, he said, oh, I believe that. He said that. And I believe it.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Did you tell him? Did you tell, hey, congressman, guess who my cousin is?
I almost did it.
You should have.
I was very tempted to stop him in his tracks and say, hey, wait a minute.
What you should have done is when he showed up and you said, hello, congressman, welcome. And he gives you the keys, and you turn around and you say, hey, congressman, guess who my cousin is? Todd Starnes, and then just jump in and take off. That would have been great. We would have bailed you out.
I would have said $20 tip, or we're writing a story.
What a sleaze. What a sleazy guy, though. And one of the things we do, folks, and I, and Kyle, you can back me up here on this, we tip very well.
Absolutely.
When we're out at a dinner, we want to make sure that the folks serving us a good meal are taken care of. Even if it's a lousy meal, we're still going
to
tip well.
You, of all people, you've taught me to tip the bill, which me, as a college student, I can't tip the bill every time, but
your day will come. But I do, and you know, and that's something, you know, I've been fortunate, and I want to give back. And you know, it's a tough job. It's really a tough job out there serving and also valeting, and that's pretty pathetic. That Congressman Steve Cohen, you sleazy Democrat, you can't even bother to tip people who are valeting your car. Shame on you, Congressman. Shame on you, sir. Go take a shower. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. We'll be right back. No, that's true, though. Whenever I'm asked to speak to a group, and especially of guys, you know, young college students or whatever, and they ask for life advice and guidance, I always tell them, I'm like, tip the bill, and it'll come back to you, and it really will. So anyway, got to be good to folks out there. Hey, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Gene in Iowa hanging out with us today. Gene, what's on your mind?
Well, yeah, first of all, you're going to have to stop correcting Crump and Grace. She beginning to sound like some gals I worked with in the factory years ago.
What is Grace doing?
I heard her on the radio talking about the golfer.
The potty mouth, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know the kids these days. It's all that rap music, Gene.
Oh, okay. He doesn't seem the type, but okay. Anyway, I was going to say, now, you're friendly with Trump, right?
Yes, that's a good way of saying it. I am.
And I know Gorka is. You guys have got to get to him and tell him he's got to watch out who has advising him. Because I think they're giving him bogus information. I don't know if it's either they don't know what they're doing or they're intentionally trying to hurt him.
You know, one of the things that Gene, I'm curious about something.
Look a little like a fool.
Gene, I'm curious about something. Have you noticed that his attorneys are not seasoned veterans, but they're normally young, inexperienced, you know, fresh off the farm attorneys? Have you noticed that?
Yes, and I understand some of his thinking there. They're usually, you know, looking to make a name for themselves, so they're real aggressive. But they don't always know everything there is to know.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. No, Gene, look, I get your point, and it's a point well taken, and he is getting bad counsel. And, you know, he's asked my opinion a time or two, and I've shared it. And, look, the man is the former president of the United States. Who am I to tell him what to do? But he did ask for my counsel, and I gave it to him.
Well, I tell you what, you're stepping back. You can see the forest. And I think that he's in the middle of it, and he can't really see the forest for the trees.
And that's a fair point. We're going to have to ramp it there, Gene. We got to run for a break. But you're spot on, and he is getting some bad counsel. And we've got, look, everybody wants a piece of Trump. That's just a fact. And you're going to attract some weird folks that way. Hey, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America. Been a weird development in the war between Russia and Ukraine. Over the weekend, the daughter of a very influential writer and ally of President Vladimir Putin was killed by a car bomb. The general thinking is the bomb was meant for him and not his daughter. Her name is Daria Dejina or Dejina. And they're blaming this on Ukrainian special forces. Now, the question is, all right, how big of a deal is this? Alexander Dugin is her father. He was a fierce supporter of Russia's war, has been described by Foreign Affairs magazine as Putin's brain, so very influential in the philosophy area. Dugin has called the car bombing a terrorist attack, and they're blaming the Nazi Ukrainian regime. Now, the question is on everybody's mind, okay, what does this mean? Is this the Ferdinand scenario where the assassination of the Archduke led to the start of World War One? Well, we don't know. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us our great military advisor, David Giamona. He is a U.S. Army colonel, retired, has a brand new book out, co-written with Troy Anderson, called The Military Guide to Disarming Deception. David, good to have you back with us again.
Todd, it's always a pleasure to be with you. I look forward to our conversation today.
You know, Colonel, the story coming out with this car bombing, it seems like the war is now 6 months long. Not much movement on either side there. Is this something we need to be concerned about?
Well, anytime you have something of this significance happen in a war zone, as you had mentioned, you know, the prelude to World War One, even the prelude to World War Two, you know, one thing, the Gulf of Tonkin, Vietnam, you name it, one kind of thing, one disaster, one terrorist bomb, and we could be in another world war. And I'm not saying we are going to, but this could be the prelude. And the fact of the matter is, people aren't talking about this, but was it the Ukraine or was it somebody else? You know, we don't know that yet either. So interesting scenarios as we push along this route.
Yeah, the whole thing, this war, it just doesn't make much sense, Colonel. You've got the president of Ukraine. He's out there doing all these photo shoots and hanging with the celebrities. And we've seen the pictures of the Ukrainian people at the summer concerts. What's the deal here?
Well, in our book, we write a whole chapter on, and throughout the book, psychological operations. I think that's what's going on here. And not just in Russia, Ukraine, China, Taiwan, Middle East, you name it, you know, the history of U.S. Warfare, the history of war. Sun Tzu said it best, all warfare is based on deception. So these leaders are given, you know, a glimpse of optics of what's going on in their world. But behind the scenes, under the water, they're peddling really hard. So remains to be seen. Yes, we're in a stalemate right now, but one iota, one car bomb, like I said, could trigger an avalanche. And by the way, you know, the U.S. is sending nuclear bombers to Australia, B-2s, B-52s to Europe, to England. So, you know, we're taking this seriously in some respects, and we're prepping the battlefield for what may happen in the future.
And that has been the concern, is that Putin just might launch some sort of a small-scale nuclear attack to put an end to all of this.
Well, the fact of the matter is the Russians think much differently than we do in the free world. You know, when it comes to war, there is no holds bar. You look at Stalingrad in World War II, over 2 million soldiers died in that long fight. And the Russians are used to death. They're used to warfare. They are not afraid, and Putin is not afraid, to use nuclear weaponry to get what he wants. So I wouldn't put it past them for these kinds of things to happen in the immediate future.
All right. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, David Giamona has a brand new book out called Military Guide to Disarming Deception. And as you point out, that military leaders throughout history have used that strategy to win wars. And you actually tie a spiritual component into all of this.
Well, that's correct. I think we have been at war since the beginning of mankind when our adversary, the enemy of our souls, whispered into Eve's ear, did God really say? Now, that's the beginning of deception, and that warfare, spiritual warfare, has been going on for centuries, even now, as well as physical warfare, and I sometimes think they're tied hand in hand.
So where do we go from here, and what are some of the things that you're suggesting that people do when they read your book?
Well, you know, our subtitle is Battlefield Tactics, to expose the enemy's lies and triumph in truth. You know, the United States, Todd, as you know, is way off track. And the reason we're way off track is, number one, the church has abandoned its post for a large part. And we've gotten away from the Word of God, which was a staple in all of our institutions early on. In our schools, in our universities, in our Ivy League schools, we've gotten away from that. And a lot of people say, well, the Bible's old-fashioned and doesn't know what it's talking about. Well, if you look on the wall of the Supreme Court, those Ten Commandments are still there. And we have a huge Judeo-Christian ethic that moored us. But now we've lost our mooring. We're floating out in the sea, and we need to get back to understanding what the Bible really talks about and understanding our way in the future using discernment, wisdom, and logic that God has given us.
Colonel, a couple of weeks ago, I was speaking at CPAC and had a great conversation with Father Frank Pavone, who heads up an incredible pro-life ministry. And he says that one of the problems, you've got most of these large mega churches in America, and their pastors have disengaged those churches from the culture fight. He says that pastors have a pastoral duty to make sure that people are registered to vote and are engaged in the political process. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we had Robert Jeffress, pastor of the Great Baptist Dallas Church, wrote our foreword, and he said the same thing. And he said that, you know, pastors that don't prepare their people for what was happening should be sued for spiritual malpractice. And yes, I've met Father Pavone, highly respect the man. I was at NRB with him, and as well with you. And I will tell you that we have some really staunch Catholics and staunch conservatives, but a lot of our mega churches, not all of them, but a lot of them are veering away from the Bible. They're veering away from conservative viewpoint, a biblical viewpoint, and it's frightening at the pace of what's going on. And, you know, abortion is a portion of that, a big portion of what pastors are not informing their people of, because they're afraid that they may lose their position or not get, you know, gather people into their congregations during the week.
Well, David, congratulations on the new book. Folks, get yourself a copy of this, and you can buy it wherever you buy your books. We also have a direct link to it over on our live show blog, Military Guide to Disarming Deception, now in bookstores. Colonel, congratulations, and thanks for coming on the show today.
Todd, it's our pleasure. Anytime. We look forward to future conversations with you.
All right. Sounds good. All right. There you go, folks. Great book, and you need to go read this thing. By the way, even President Trump likes the so you know it's got to be good, unless you're running for Senate in Pennsylvania. There's a crazy story out of Seattle. Firefighters there are coming under attack for putting out fires. Physically, they're being attacked. This is from Breitbart. Firefighters in Seattle are demanding the city take action. They've been subjected to more than 40 violent attacks over the past 4 months. Most of them are coming from the city's homeless population. Now, the city's firefighters union says they need protection. One fire official was actually pelted with rocks while he was trying to put out a fire that started in one of these homeless encampments. They're saying, just like the zombies, they're climbing on the fire trucks. They're trying to stab firefighters, and nobody's doing anything about it. You know, here in Memphis, this just cracks me up. So we've got, and by the way, the current DA we have, the district attorney, she's tough on the big crime, right? Not so much the little crime. And so she turns a blind eye to the marijuana stuff and the nuisance crimes. And I got a problem with that because those nuisance crimes normally lead to much bigger crimes. But the point I made in the first hour of the show, she was the one, and you got to support her because she's a heck of a lot better than the George Soros district attorney who ended up getting elected. But this guy is not even in office yet. And there are a couple of stories over the weekend, and this just blows me away. And I'm wondering if this happens in your communities. So there's a guy, he got arrested, and he was charged with stealing a car. So it was a carjacking. And then the guy crashes the car and injures somebody, and the police are able to capture the guy, right? So it turns out this dude has been in jail over 13 times. For all sorts of crimes, arson, DUI, stealing a car, stealing another car, vandalism, shoplifting, beating people up. I mean, it goes on and on and on 13 times. So they arrest this guy for carjacking, bring him down to what our jail is called 201 Poplar, and they book the guy. He posts bail. He's back out on the street. What the heck, America? Then you've got another weird story, and this just, it blows my mind. And I want you to imagine if the races had been reversed here, because everything's about racial politics, so I figure, okay, we're going to go, if they're going to take us down that path, we're going to walk down that path with them. So on Friday, there was a young man, a white boy, and he was leaving his school in Memphis, Kingsbury High School. And so the kid is a special needs kid, right? So he's walking home, and there was a group of black kids, and they were walking behind him. And we know all of this happened because there is video. So one of the black kids said, turn on the video camera, watch this. And they turn on the video camera, and these five black kids surround this little white kid with special needs and beat the holy living crap out of the kid. And it's all on video. We've got it on our website. It's disgusting. Even more disgusting is that there's a big crowd of other kids surrounding them, watching, and nobody does anything about it. I mean, they're beating the poor kid to a pulp, and they're laughing about it. They're having a good time. And so the mom calls the school, and the school says, well, this happened on the public this happened on the sidewalk, and we can't control what goes on the sidewalk. They said, you need to call the police department. So the mom calls the police department. Police, you know what they did? Nothing. The police did nothing. They said this was a case of intimidation. Now, you can watch the video for yourself, and you can determine whether or not what happened was intimidation. But it looked to me like they were trying to kill the kid. I mean, when you've got somebody down on the ground, and you're beating them and punching them in the face and kicking them in the face, that sounds like a lot more than just intimidation. So anyway, the local TV station, the Fox affiliate, the same one that fired the weather guy, the white weatherman, they're doing this story. Not once do they mention the skin color of the victim or the attackers. And buried deep within the story is the fact that the poor white kid was a special needs child. Now he's terrified, doesn't want to go back to school, and I can't say I blame the kid. But I do wonder something. What if the story had been about five white kids that were brutally beating and videoing the assault of a black child? What do you think would have happened then? I think there would have been wall-to-wall news coverage. That's what I think. I think that most of the city of Memphis would have been burned down in peaceful protest. That's what I think. But as people pointed out, and this is fascinating, because people by the hundreds were literally going on the TV station's social media pages and saying, hey, wait a second, why didn't you mention the skin color? Because they mention it every other time, but not in these kinds of cases. And they're pointing out the double standard here that's at work. And this is a double standard that's at play in every city in America. And the reason why is it goes against the narrative. And that's why. So a white kid getting beat up by, you know, a gang of five black kids, that's not news. But if it was a gang of white kids beating up a black kid, it becomes an international crisis. Don't get me wrong here. Both are evil. Both are criminal. But I'm saying we need to start treating crime as crime. But we don't do that anymore in America. And I feel bad for this kid. I hope he's able to go back to school and walk home safely. I don't know. But more importantly, all you moms and dads out there, you need to stop raising your kids to behave like animals. This is despicable. Despicable behavior. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. May I tell you about Life Change Tea? You got to have a glass of this. An amazing, natural, gentle cleanse, and you can drink it daily for optimum gut health. I drink it every day. 12 herbs, comes in three delicious flavors, natural peppermint and pomegranate, made right here in the USA, and it's delicious. It tastes like America. Go to GetTheTea.com to order some today. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code Todd10. That's Todd10. They're going to give you $10 off plus free shipping. That's along with the buy three, get one free. You're going to be saving over $50. Again, GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code Todd and the number 10. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Grace Baker, what was that guy from Iowa, Gene from Iowa? He was saying you had a potty mouth.
He was saying I'd been corrupted with all of this. You know, I told him I'm the only woman that works here. And sometimes y'all's sense of humor rubs off on me. That's what he was referring to.
Oh, so it's our fault.
Yes.
All right. So.
Exactly. That's what I told him.
By the way, we had one heck of a party.
We did.
Last week for the big
still
75th.
Recovering.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. About 300 people showed up.
Yeah. It was a great crowd. It was a beautiful view of the Mississippi River.
So we were right there at the Hyatt Centric. And if you haven't been up to that hotel, if you're in Memphis, it's one of the safer hotels. Go there. Jeez. And valet, be sure to tip the driver.
It's a very nice hotel.
It is. And a great meal, the brisket. And, you know, I was not able to sample any of the food.
You didn't get any?
Nothing. Not even a deviled egg.
Those went fast. Mm-hmm. I had to sneak some brisket.
So after the party, we had an after party at the Blue City Cafe?
Mm-hmm.
Scarfed down some ribs.
I went home. I was going to say, you got some ribs? Mm-hmm. I've never actually eaten there.
Great food.
Yeah, I've heard it's
great
delicious.
Great food. So right there on Beale Street.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, folks. Been a great show. Get out there. Have a great rest of your day. Hey, we're doing this tomorrow. Same time, same place. Hey, ToddStearns.com. You got to check out some great stories as well. Be good, America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.